Yeah, it'll be McQuiston to start, but there's a chance we could see Painter based on how the game goes. I think it was a little bit more. I don't know the exact, Joe likes to throw a lot of fancy words at me, but it was extensive enough that there's no chance that he could return this year. But we made the transaction this morning, put him on injured reserve. He's had a good week, so we'll see. I mean, it's got to show up. When you practice well, you hope that it carries over. You want guys to get in those habits of practicing well and having it pay off on game day. But he's got a good bounce in his step and looks like he's ready to go. He's smart. He's very capable, and he can make plays. He's very versatile. That he can drop down and play our dime linebacker if we needed it. When we go three safeties, he can essentially play our nickel spot, the slot corner spot, when we have three safeties on the field. And then he knows both those jobs deep, and that's key for a guy that's not a starter, that having that versatility that can play all the different spots. I think his skill set translates to being the ability to play anywhere. I mean, that doesn't matter. He's a guy that clearly can kind of shut out the external noise, and in this case, it's literal. But just the way he's handled himself and on the road both times, it's. He's that same guy at home too. He's very even keel. He's not too excitable. He goes about his business, and I think that the offense, the rest of the guys, reflect that personality. You're right. I'm not thinking about that. I mean, we have 11 games left, and hopefully a few more. That would be a good problem to have. I mean, you know that you've hired a quality staff when people are looking to your staff to take people from it. So. Kyle's an outstanding coach. I mean, you could tell the guys he has the attention of the room when he's in front of it. I sit in on a lot of those meetings, and he's outstanding in front of the group.